Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
11-12 here in the Lehigh Valley tonight. The Pigs fall in a rain extended game by a final score of 7-4 to the Syracuse Chiefs. Welcome to the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines with you here in the studio, and these are your highlights for August the 22nd, 2017. A tough one for the Pigs, who fought through rain and trailing in this one. Battled back to tie it at four in the seventh inning, but would ultimately fall to the Chiefs 7-4. Tavares on the mound for the Pigs in this one. Jacob Turner went for the Syracuse Chiefs. And in the top of the first inning, Jason Wirth would get a two-out single, but Jose Tavares would get out of the inning by striking out Clint Robinson. Pigs got to work early in the bottom of the first inning. Scott Kingery extended his hitting streak to 20 games with a double, and then J.P. Crawford came to the plate.
Sets and delivers, and it's swung. A chopper through the middle. It is a base hit. Past the dive of Turner and into center field. Rounding third and scoring easily is Kingery. Crawford drills one through the box, and the Pigs grab a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning.
A good quick start to the game for the Pigs. Crawford driving in his buddy Scott Kingery, and the Pigs were up 1-0. Carlos Tochi lined out. Brock Stassi singled, but Angelo Mora hit into a 4-6-3 double play to end the bottom of the first inning. So we move to the top of the second inning with Brandon Snyder leading it off.
Got to win games. Pitcher is swung on, drilled in the air, deep to left field. Cousins is back on the track at the wall looking up. Forget about it. The veteran slugger Brandon Snyder drills one over the wall onto the Capitol Blue Cross berm. And just like that, we are tied one apiece.
Following the home run, Tavares would get Matt Skoll to pop up. Spencer Keboom and Rafael Bautista would single back-to-back. But unfazed, Tavares got Jacob Turner, the opposing pitcher, to pop up. And Trey Turner, he got down on strikes.
Pitch here, a swing and a miss, and Tavares able to polish off Trey Turner. So that's going to make the youngster feel good. He strikes out the all-star Turner with two on and two out, preserving the 1-1 tie.
Kind of gave that one away before I played it. But he did. He struck him out, and that got the Pigs through the top of the second inning tied at one. Pigs would go down in order in the bottom of the second inning, 1-2-3. Top of the third, the Chiefs would go down, 1-2-3. In the bottom of the third inning, Scott Kingery got hit by a pitch, but J.P. Crawford would ground out, which would move Crawford over to second. Carlos Tochi singled, but Brock Stassi struck out looking, and that would end the bottom of the third inning. So we move to the top of the fourth with Brandon Snyder once again leading off the inning.
And
this pitcher is swung on and drilled way out to center field. That's going to land on the grass.
That was
dead
huge.
Center.
It had to be 450.
That was a solo home run for Brandon Snyder. Following that, Matt Skoll also hit a solo home run, and the Chiefs had a 3-1 lead. But Tavares was able to strike out Spencer Keboom and Rafael Bautista before getting Jacob Turner to line out. That ended the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, the Pigs went 1-2-3. Chiefs went down 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Pigs went down in order 1-2-3, all to the K. A frontwards K for Herlis Rodriguez, a backwards one for Jose Tavares, and a frontwards one for Scott Kingery. So we move to the top of the sixth inning. In the top of the sixth, Brandon Snyder would get a one-out single, but that would be all for the Chiefs. Into the bottom of the sixth we go. After J.P. Crawford flew out, Carlos Tochi singled, took second on a wild pitch, Brock Stassi struck out looking, and then Angelo Mora came to the plate.
2-2, hit on the ground, up the middle, and threw into the outfield. Coming around third base and scoring without a throw is Carlos Tochi. And by virtue of the wild pitch putting him in scoring position, Mora did the rest. An RBI single makes it 3-2.
Pigs manufactured a run, got back to within a run, trailing just 3-2. After that, though, Dylan Cousins would strike out, and that would end the sixth inning. So we move to the top of the seventh. In the top of the seventh inning, Rafael Bautista would lead off with a base hit and then steal second. Chad Hoffman, pinch hitting, popped up, but Benji Gonzalez would single. So there was two on and one out, and Irving Falu at the plate.
And it was ripped up the middle. There's your RBI single. Advancing to second base goes Gonzalez. Scoring from third is Bautista. And with the insurance run, it's now 4-2 Chiefs.
Irving Falu getting a run, that run right back for the Syracuse Chiefs. Zach Collier would hit into a fielder's choice, and Clint Robinson would strike out to end the top of the seventh. Now, between that fielder's choice and the strikeout, there was a long rain delay in which there were some really nasty reports going on about mega thunderstorms. I don't think that's the correct term, but there were some big time thunderstorms in the area and tornado warnings, and luckily everything seemed to blow over and we got back to baseball after the fielder's choice. Pat Venditti came in and struck out Clint Robinson swinging to end the top of the seventh inning. Pigs were down 2 going to the bottom of the seventh inning, needing a rally to get back into this one. Logan Moore singled to lead off the inning. Herlis Rodriguez then followed up with one himself. Pigs had 2 on and nobody out for Andrew Pullen.
Cott steals. Rip foul, left side, a fair ball! Past the third base bag, one run will come in and it's going to be cut off. And Moore scores from second base.
And a big run for the Pigs, who are now down just 4-3 with still nobody out. Pigs made it a little difficult on themselves. Scott Kingery would fly out. That would advance the runner to third. That runner would be Herlis Rodriguez. And J.P. Crawford would pop up, but not far enough to score the run. So with 2 outs and 2 on, the Pigs needed a big hit. And Carlos Tochi came to bat.
2-0, ripped up the middle and in for a base hit, and we are tied. Scoring from third is Rodriguez. Going to second, Pullen. And with his third base hit, they all look pretty in the score sheet, Matt, but that one, a line drive right up the middle, and it's 4-4.
4-4, a big hit for Carlos Tochi. But Brock Stassi would ground out 4-3 to end the bottom of the seventh inning. So off to the top of the eighth we go with a brand new ball game. Pigs and Chiefs all tied at 4. Brandon Snyder grounded out 5-3, and then Matt Skoll struck out swinging, which brought Spencer Keyboom to the plate with the turning point of the game.
Pitcher swung on and roped in the air by Keyboom all the way out to left. That ball is gone. Forget it, into the bullpen.
Spencer Keyboom, after all of that, a heartbreaking home run for the Iron Pigs as he gave the Chiefs the lead right back. And Matt Marcus talked about this during the broadcast. Each and every time the Pigs would score, the Chiefs would come right back at them and either tie the game or take the lead. And Spencer Keyboom broke their hearts with that home run. Rafael Bautista would ground out to end the top of the eighth. But the Pigs, well, they once again had work to do. They were trailing. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Logan Moore would get on base with 2 outs. But Herlis Rodriguez would ground out 1-3, and that would end the bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the ninth inning, Chad Hoffman would fly out to lead off the ninth, but Benji Gonzalez doubled. Irving Falu lined out, and then Zach Collier came to the plate.
Now the pitch is swung on, stroked out right field deep. Herlis Rodriguez spins, leaps, and it's over his glove and off the wall. Scoring easily is Benji Gonzalez. Over to second with a 2-out RBI double goes Collier. And it was a line drive right at Rodriguez, and it may have froze him a bit. Either way, it's now 6-4, a 2-run lead back for Syracuse.
Then it was Clint Robinson.
Pitcher swung on, a little flare right field. It's going to dunk in a base hit for Robinson. Here comes Collier. The throw will get cut off. Collier scores. They throw behind the runner, but back safely. Avoiding the tag goes Robinson. Gets one just out of the range of Kingery. Robinson, an RBI single. It's a two-run inning, and now 7-4 Chiefs.
Some big insurance runs for the Chiefs in the top of the ninth inning. Brandon Snyder would hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice, going 6-4 to end the top of the ninth inning, but the Pigs had to make up three runs with just three outs to work with. Andrew Pullin hit a long fly ball out to left field, but it just wasn't long enough. For Zach Collier, made the catch, one away. Scott Kingery then struck out swinging, which meant J.P. Crawford was the last hope for the Iron Pigs on this evening.
And a set below the belt, the kick and the pitch, and it swung on and rolled over to second, should end the game. Gobbling up his Falou, goes to first in time, and Syracuse has taken game two of this four-game series, beating the Pigs tonight by the final of 7-4.
Pigs fall to the Syracuse Chiefs 7-4, although there was some good news. Pigs showed a lot of fight, came back into this one, and Scott Kingery now has the number one hit streak in the International League in this 2017 season with his 20th hit in a row. He is now one away from the all-time Pigs high. Syracuse, though, defeated the Iron Pigs 7-4, 7 runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Chiefs, 4 runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Iron Pigs. The Chiefs, 4-for-10 with runners in scoring position, left 7 on base. The Iron Pigs were 5-for-10. They also left 7 on base. Jacob Turner went 6, giving up 6 hits, 2 runs all earned, and striking out 9. In a bizarre twist of fate, this game had 0 base on balls. No pitcher surrendered a walk in this game. I don't really know how far or what kind of stat or record that might set, but I can't think of too many games that don't include a walk on either side. That's good pitching from both squads. 20 strikeouts in total and no walks. There was a couple of hit-by-pitches. At least one that I know. I know Scott Kingery got hit by a pitch. Might have been the only one. How many games do you think there are, I don't know this answer, but where there's more batters hit by a pitch than there are walks? That is an interesting one. Well, no walks, 9 strikeouts for Turner. Neil Kotz, he gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs. Rafael Martin got a blown save and a win. Talk about statistical anomalies. His 4th blown save and his 4th win. 1 inning, 1 hit. And then Wander Suero got his 10th save, 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. Jose Tavares for the Iron Pigs, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 7 strikeouts. It was a good start for the young man. Alexis Rivero, 2/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned. He was interrupted due to the rain delay. Pat Venditti then came in and suffered the loss. He's now 8-5, 1 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, it was earned, 2 strikeouts. And finally, Cesar Ramos, an inning, 3 hits, 2 runs, all earned. Time of the game, 2 hours and 41 minutes. That does not include a 1 hour and 15 minute rain delay. In front of 8,089 at Coca-Cola Park this evening. Once again, the final score, the Syracuse Chiefs 7 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 4.